The Spirit has been visiting me and telling me, Mr. Man, I gave you a word. I showed you something that many of your pastors and your superstar pastors have not seen. I took you into a realm that most men have not seen. God told me that is what I called you to preach. You got a point. God told me that's what I called you to preach. That you cannot be like the other pastors. Yeah, boy. I cannot be like the other pastors. I cannot act like the other pastors. Yes. The more I try to be like the other pastors, the more I fall away from the thing that God has given me. If God took me to the 10 heavens, I have to tell people what God showed me in the 10 heavens. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I don't have to follow someone that went to a Bible school. I have to preach what God told me to preach. And that is where my power is. When I stop to do what God told me to do, I begin to stagger. Praise God, I begin to get weaker and weaker. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So, brethren, it's a spiritual ministry.
Hallelujah.
Are you listening?
Yes.
What we do here is something that will last forever.
Amen.
Praise God. Heaven and earth will pass away. Hallelujah. But today we have something that is present with us that will never leave us forever.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that is the entrance into Mount Zion.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you just have to put, you know, each other in prayers, because the devil is very subtle. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's subtle. He does not come the way you think he comes. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
He comes with a silent whisper. He's very friendly, very nice. Very psychological, very, you know, he knows how to get the people down. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Even the very words to Jesus that said, how dare you you're going to die? How dare you? The rebuke on Jesus, how dare you say you're going to die? Didn't it sound nice? But what did Jesus tell him? Get thee behind me, Satan. So Satan can be very nice. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And when you hearken to him, he robs you of your power. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And many people deviate from the course. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brethren, there is a realm. It's not what I read in the Bible. I speak today as a witness, you know, before the witness of heaven. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It's not what you read in books. I speak at what God has showed me in the 10 heavens. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And very few people have seen these things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And why did God show me these things? For people to hear. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I want us to realize that we are a people from above.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are a nation that is set upon a hill. A people that are from above.
Hallelujah.
You are not a people from beneath.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And if you continue to believe that you are from beneath, you don't suffer unnecessarily. Praise God. You only suffer unnecessarily until the day you come back to your senses. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus made a statement to the scribes and Pharisees in John chapter 8, verse 23. And he said unto them, you are from beneath. I am from
above.
You are of this world. I am not of this world. I said therefore unto you that you shall die in your sins. If you believe not that I am he, you shall die in your sins. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. There is a word here for the church. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You see, we have always thought that sin meant that, you know, you did something in your physical world. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We have defined sin in many, many ways. But God today is defining what sin means in reality. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Sin is ignorance. And when you sin against yourself. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
He says, I am from above, you are from beneath. Now, if you do not believe that life that is from above is your life, you are already in the transgression. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You are already in the transgression. That means you are living outside of all reality. I want us to understand that there is only one life. When you say eternal life is the life of God, is the life of the Father. That is the only life that there is. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And that is the life that says, I am above. People perish because they have lost a track, a trace of this, what we call eternal life. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So he has come today to reveal to every mankind, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that he that believes shall not what perish, but have what
life.
You must first of all recognize that life that is from above. That one life that is what? From above. And in recognizing that life, you know that that life is your life. Praise God. And do not once more live by that life. If you do not, you will die in your sins and trespasses. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To sin means not to believe that you are that one life that is above. To sin means to be disaligned from that one life that is above. If you feel you have a life apart from that life, you live an identity apart from that identity, what happens? You perish off. That is transgression. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is what the Bible calls transgression. But when you come back to your senses, like Paul, you begin to understand what it means that the Lord is my life. You begin to understand terms like it is no longer I but Christ. These are not things to just speak, to read from the Bible superficially, and to, you know, somebody says Christ is my life, or you know, things that you quote outside. No, it's an experience that you have to live, brethren.
Hallelujah.
It's a reality. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So God is gathering people today back to that high place above. When he says above, he speaks about Mount
Zion.
Mount Zion. That is the city that is above every city. That is the mountain that is higher than all mountains. Now the other mountains represent the kingdom of men. Amen.
Amen.
The heavens of men, the kingdoms of men, the realms of men. God's mountain is exalted above all mountains. And upon that mountain, the Bible says he has placed his king upon his holy place. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. And all the nations must worship, must bow to the king. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It means a submission back to that life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, the theme of our topic today, you go to Micah chapter 4. Micah chapter 4, verse 1. Hallelujah. Fratello dopo io avrò una parola per te. Hallelujah. Micah chapter 4, verse 1. From verse 1. Micah chapter 4, verse 1. Are we there, brethren?
Yes.
Hallelujah. But in the last days it shall come to pass that the mountain of the Lord, of the house of the Lord, shall be established in the top of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills.
Amen.
People shall flow unto it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And many nations shall come and say, come, let us go to the mountain of the Lord and to the house of the God of Jacob. He shall teach us of his ways, and you shall walk in his path, for the Lord shall go for Zion.
Amen.
And the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Amen. Let's pause there. We're going to come back to verse 3 later. Amen.
Amen.
I just want us to understand that today we are already in the last days. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Do you know that we are in the last days?
Amen.
Ever since Jesus Christ came on the scene, prophecy ended. Prophecy ceased. Do you know what prophecy is? Something will happen. Something will happen tomorrow. That is what they call prophecy. Isn't it?
Yes.
And you see, the more you listen to those prophecies, the more they take you away from your promise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
People are still waiting for a sign in the heaven to see Jesus coming in the sky. People are still waiting, looking towards the Middle East. I have people group. We have groups of people who are monitoring the Middle East to look for prophecies to be fulfilled. That is their work. That is their ministry. Some people are saying, pray for Israel. Hallelujah. That is their ministry. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
People are waiting for something to happen when America throws a bomb to Japan or China throws, you know, they are waiting for something to happen, then they say it's the end of the world or it's the last days or Jesus is about to come. I want you to know Christ has already come.
Amen.
He's already present in his temple. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't be deceived. He says prophecy shall cease. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says a wicked and evil generation, they seek it for a sign, but a sign you will not find. You will not find what? A sign. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The book of Hebrews says that God at diverse times has spoken in diverse manners through, you know, prophets and through the fathers of old, the ancients of old. They have spoken through men, diverse men. You see, but in these last days, are you listening?
Yes.
In these last days, he has spoken by his Son. And when he speaks by the Son, he speaks undiluted truth. Because what the prophets gave to you were all parables. What the prophets gave to you were all riddles. They would have no true substance in them except you can discern what the Spirit is saying to the church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So, ever since Jesus Christ came on the scene, that era has ended. You are in the last days because he has come to put an end to all darkness. He has come to put an end to all controversy.
Amen.
He has come to put an end to sin and death. And to gather his chosen ones back, hallelujah, to his kingdom, hallelujah.
Amen.
He says that if the mountain of the Lord shall be established, this is what's happening today. Mm-hmm. He says that people shall say, come, let us go up to the mountain. Isn't that what we are doing today?
Mm-hmm.
That's what the gospel is doing. He's saying, come, let us go up to the mountain. Hallelujah. We're not going to any physical mountain in Milan somewhere to pray. Beware, brethren. You are not going to a mountain somewhere in Africa to pray. Beware, brethren. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Those are the deception of what? Of the devil. He has come to abolish all this, you know, what they call a superstition, and all this mythology, all these things we have believed in. He has come to what? Destroy it once and for all. When the truth comes, what happens? Everything that is a lie Hallelujah.
Amen.
The voice of the Son of Man. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let me hold you, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. You can be in the winter and you see hot heat. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. The voice of the Son of Man that is speaking in these last days is actually the last trumpet. His last voice you ever hear. Do you know only God has a voice? Do you know that no man has a voice? Do you know all the things we see and speak to each other, they don't have any meaning? It's just empty. You are just hitting, it's like you are hitting, you know, just making noise as men. Well, it doesn't mean that when we live here today, I will do like this. No. But I want us to know that only God has a voice. And when the voice of God is made manifest, every other voice is silent forever.
Amen.
That is why it is called the last trumpet. The last trumpet is the message of truth. And when it goes forth, every lie is dissolved forever. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that which has been hidden from the foundation of the world is brought to light. Hallelujah. Do you know what has been hidden from you, from the foundation of God, from the world? Do you know what the world is? The world is the realm, the carnal realm you live in. That's why I say that you are from beneath and from above. You are this world and not of this world. When you descended, you know you descended. Somebody say we descended.
We descended.
In Adam we descended. Dust you are, dust you return is a what? It's a descent into mortality. It's a descent into natural living, into carnal beings. That's why we're, you know, men are like animals. They become territorial creatures. They fight over land, over money, jealousy. They're like animals. Why? Because they descended from their God-like state to becoming creatures of the dust. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That is the world. The world does not know. Jesus Christ said, before the foundation of the world, before the foundation of the world, you are with me. How many of you realize that the life of God is your life? How many of you realize that there is no God outside of you? The whole place goes quiet. These are the mysteries that have been revealed from the foundation of the world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Without the branches, there is no tree, brother. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I tell you, if you look at the divine structure of that divine golden tree, which we call the candlestick, the menorah. See, that golden candlestick, it was built up with one piece. One piece. One lump of gold. It is one body, inseparable forever. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you like, you make your head, your very head, your very head,
hallelujah,
you are always in Him. You know all those things you do, you shout and you are crying to somebody in the sky, there's nobody there. He's here in you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's what the Bible calls outer darkness. When you are in outer darkness, you can't even see anything. You don't know yourself. Praise God. But He has come to destroy the veil, the shadow of darkness, hovering over the face of the people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that they can know the reality of who they are. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
In God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is what the Bible calls the mystery of godliness.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come up higher. That is what the message, any message you hear from the church, it is not teaching you about what is that, what you hear, what is she said today. She spoke about mindy putting your affections on things on high. Jesus Christ says, let your heart be single. Let your treasures not be on the earth, because this world we live in is not the real world. This is not your realm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Everything you see shall perish. The Bible says the nation shall perish. They shall be changed day in and day out. Like a garment, they shall grow old. They shall what? They shall all perish. But you, your days have no end.
Amen.
From eternity to eternity, you are there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. You know the promise of God? This is his promise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Eternal life. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That those who believe, those who hearken to the word, will continue. Amen. They shall never die.
Amen.
That means you have rediscovered yourself in God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So anything you hear in the church, from a messenger of God, comes to testify of the truth.
Hallelujah.
It doesn't come to form any religion in this world, man. Hallelujah. Amen. And let me tell you, the messengers of God are not accepted by men. If people begin to like you too much, there's something wrong. You better check yourself. Hallelujah. Don't be deceived. If the numbers are getting too big, people are advocates of crowd. It's a lie. Multitudes follow what?
Crowd.
The broad and wide way that leads to destruction. But very few follow that narrow path that leads to life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't be fooled. If the Messiah of this world can have only three men to carry with him up to the mountain. Somebody said, but Jesus had multitudes. No, he never had multitudes. When he spoke spiritual things, what happened to the multitudes? They disappeared. Hallelujah. God is not a God of numbers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is a people that in the days of their flesh will see the fullness of the manifestation of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
These are the ones that are going to display the mystery of godliness. Hallelujah. In the flesh. These are the chosen people. The Bible calls them the first fruit.
Hallelujah.
You are that first fruit company.
Amen.
If you hearken to the voice and continue in the truth.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So the call, that's a call, calling the people to go up to the mountain of the Lord. Hallelujah. And he says, there he shall teach us of his ways. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And, we shall walk in his paths. And a law shall go forth out of Zion. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, we shall walk in his ways. He shall teach us his ways. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You see the importance of the ministry? He shall teach us. The Spirit will teach you all things.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
He will show us his ways. And listen, his ways. My ways are not your
ways.
He's not coming to show us any religious way here. He's showing us his way. And I tell you, do you know the way? I am the way. He wants to show you, demonstrate to you the mystery of Christ. Because if you find the mystery of Christ, you found the Father.
Amen.
I want us to understand that Mount Zion is the dwelling place of God.
Amen.
That is the highest peak. That is the world you have. That is the powerhouse of creation. Creation is maintained from Mount Zion. Sustained from Mount Zion. Created from Mount Zion. That is God's realm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is not a man's realm. It is what? God's
realm.
That's why it's called God's kingdom. You know, I can have my kingdom. It could be Trevor's kingdom. Johnny can have his kingdom. Johnny's kingdom. You know, this brother can have his kingdom. Brother. What's your name again?
Raul
can have his kingdom. Raul's kingdom. And you know how we meet when our kingdoms clash. Amen. Somebody crosses somebody's kingdom. It's war. Praise God. Hallelujah. You have kingdom, but there's one kingdom that is above all. That's God's kingdom. And the Bible says that the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our God and our Christ. Meaning that every nation has to dissolve.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Every nation has to dissolve. You know, when I was back home some weeks ago, and I went to where my father was buried. You know? And I went again, I went to see where my mother was buried. You know, and I looked at these things and I pondered on the reality of life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. I pondered on the reality of life. Praise God. Everything that you see in this world is what? Temporal. Amen. I walked over my father's grave. You know, in those places, they buried them inside houses. You know? And this is a man, when he's moving in those days, you have sirens, guns, soldiers with guns, and everywhere. The whole place, the shadow of the company of soldiers that followed my father in those days, would cover the whole place. Lights, blue everywhere, you know? And you see that there's a pattern that follows every man, and that is death. What shall it profit a man if he gains this world and loses his soul? You see, this is the foolishness of man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Man's aim is to descend from the height of the spirit, come down to the earth, and gain the world. See, but he woke up one day and discovered that he was just a fool. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. It's not that if the body does not drop, we're trying to say you have the privilege today to enter into life right now.
Amen.
By hearing the voice of truth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He shall teach us of his ways. A law shall go forth out of Zion. It is the law of the spirit of life that is in Christ
Jesus.
It's not religious law. It's not church religion. It's not church order. Ecclesiastic order. Islamic order. It's not anything that has got to do with the systems of men. Rather, it talks about the spirit of life. It's a new and living way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A way of love, a way of harmony, a way of oneness, a way of recognition.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
A new and living way, a newness of life. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Strive to make sure you attain to this thing that the Lord is saying today.
Amen.
Strive to lay hold on it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Let's go down to verse 3. And he shall judge among many people and rebuke strong nations afar off. Io vengo per mio amico italiano. Dopo, eh? Hallelujah. Praise God. And they shall beat their swords. Micah chapter 4, verse 3. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up their sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. But they shall sit every man under his vine and under his fig tree. And none shall make them afraid, for the mouth of the Lord of hosts has spoken it. For all people will walk everyone in the name of his God, but we walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever and ever and ever, world without end. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God for light. Amen.
Amen.
He says they shall prune their swords. Your spears or javelins, prune them into plowshares. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And they shall, you know what those plowshares are? And the pruning hooks? Those are tools for farming. No more the sharp swords where we used to slay each other with. Amen. You know what it means? You know, it's our way. As men.
Amen.
Yes, that's the way of a man, is to slay each other. There's constantly, you know, a nation, when you have a kingdom has to have its own dominion. And anybody that crosses that kingdom, that wants to, you know,
trespass
that kingdom, you know, there will be war.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise God. So don't marvel. There is war on different levels. You have war on the level of nations. You have war on the level of tribes. You have war on the level of family. You have war on the level of, you know,
individuals.
Yes. It's casino everywhere you go. It's war, bitterness, hate. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hate. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But it says, those that are sent up, they shall not like to make war anymore.
Hallelujah.
Why? Because love has come. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If anybody that does not love his brother and says that he's in the light, is still walking in darkness. He has not seen the light. Hallelujah. This is the test. Love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's love. It's not jim, you know, it's love. A little lamp walking filled with love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. No more war. No more vainglory. Fighting. Stabbing each other. Even in church. It's even stronger in the church. Amen. You know some of this? Have you been to some big churches with big altars and big thousands of congregations? Go behind the scene and see what is happening there. You will receive the shock of your life. The only place you can find love is not in the formations of men. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He shall teach you of his ways. You begin to recognize the brethren. Do you know that we were the ones together in the beginning? When he says, let us make man in our image, let there be light. Do you know that it was us speaking with one voice?
Hallelujah.
When the morning starts, the sons of God sang together for joy in the beginning, before the creation of the world. They sang together. Oneness is a one, is a body, one body in the heavens. One body in the heavens. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I tell you, when you walk in love, in harmony among the brethren, spontaneously the law of God is fulfilled. That is the law of the spirit of life. It comes by revelation, not by do this, don't do this, don't do that. You must first of all recognize. He says that everyone shall walk in the name of the
Lord.
The other nations, those who are not saved, they shall walk in the name of their gods. Do you know if I walk in the name of trouble, that's a god on his own. Hallelujah.
Amen.
People think that God, the Bible talks to God in the Bible, is talking of one calabash in your village. All those are just, those things are powered by men. Behind those calabashes, there's a man that is empowering it with his faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. All this juju faith is men behind it. If there's no man doing it, there's no juju. If they use their faith to do these things. How many of us believe that if you have faith to move any mountain, the mountain will be moved? He didn't say if you be a Christian or if you be a Muslim. If you have the faith, and some people have the faith. Praise God, the only thing is that you cannot get to the highest level without the revelation of Christ. But you can get to levels. There are mountains. Did you say there are mountains?
Yeah.
There are mountains. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So I'm giving people some hands here. Some people say I don't preach. I say there's no witchcraft. No, I say there are mountains, but they are powered by men. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because let me tell you, besides you, there is no love here. There's no creature anywhere in the sky. There's not, it's only you that exists. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
God is begging his people to come back to the light. Hallelujah. Come back to the revelation of yourselves. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says they shall walk in the name of the Lord. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Forever. In my name they shall cast out devils. In my name, those that are baptized into my name, I will give them a new name, the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. As Revelation chapter 14, he says what? They all heard We've heard this thing before. That's the name of the Lord. It's you. It's not tomorrow. It's not something will happen tomorrow. Now, he's saying, come up higher. Come up what?
Higher.
That is the message of the kingdom. Come up higher. God did not come down to come and look what you are doing in your bathroom. He did come to look at your activity, whether you have girlfriends or you have this or you have. It's not that. He said his own is come up.
Higher.
All men have what? Seen and fallen short. He didn't say some are more higher than all that have been condemned. If you live in carnal living, you are already. So don't be holier than thou. I'm holier than you. You know, I please God more than you. Spiritual pride. Hallelujah. Come up higher. That's all. Come up higher. Come up higher. Come ascend unto the height of what? Of Zion. And partake of the life of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is God's will for every man. Hallelujah. He says that in that place, none shall make them afraid. No more what fear. Is it fear that governs this world today?
Yes.
Fear. Fear of tomorrow, isn't it?
Yes.
What will I eat? What will I wear? What will happen to my child?
You start from yourself.
Yes.
Fear starts from yourself.
Yes. Fear. The whole world is fear. You know why? You know why man fears?
Of course not.
He feels that there is a God somewhere. And he knows that he's not pleasing that God. Because no man in the flesh can please God. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
The Bible says no man that walks in the flesh can please God. It's not what the Bible, it's what we know, it's what the Spirit is saying. No man walking in the flesh can please God. If you like, have the holiest appearance. Be the most eloquent preacher. You can wear the finest, whitest suit.
Oh,
amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. If you can have the faith that everybody do like this, everybody falls. I was watching the other day on video, and then there's a man that he just does like this, and the whole crowd will fall. I said, God, don't raise man of God for them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, when you know the truth, these things will not move you.
Like.
I remember some few years ago in Milan here, a prophet came to town. You know, it was so much raining that even they were having second service. You know, and I know the ministry very well. And you know, people walk up to me, man, come on, come on, see what God is doing. I told the particular sister, when you are finished with that man, come and tell me what you saw. 2 years later, she told me that, why didn't I tell her? That after I'm close to her, I would have told her this. I said, if I told you that time, you would not hear me. Mm-hmm. I saw it in you that you were convinced. So I said, okay, you go for your adventure.
When you finish.
And when you finish, come back.
I see
you. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Just look at the skies. Look at everything. Isn't there enough miracles? Can't you see the power of God in everything? Mm-hmm. Amen. What do you need again?
Yeah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You can't end up in trap. At the end of the day, she ended up being blackmailed. You know, she wanted to kill her mother. Really wanted to kill her mother. Because she was indoctrinated that the mother was the cause of all that. You know, she really wanted, really kill. You know, kill, not, not, she wanted to kill the mother. Until God delivered her. And she suffered a lot of torment. Even another sister again. That let's not go into all those things. I just want us to know, praise God, that the Lord that you seek is in you.
Yes.
You see, the word of God comes to set you free. He does not come to put you into bondage. He comes to liberate you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And liberty is found upon Mount Zion. Hallelujah. Only upon Mount Zion do we have liberty. Only upon the heights of God do we have liberty. Always remember this. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
We must learn today to live by the name of God. Brethren, it means a lot of patience. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You need long hours of staying silent in the presence of God. Mm-hmm. Amen. You just have to, just like a tree, that just like planting a seed, you know. You want the seed to germinate. You just have to give the seed the right conditions. Praise God. Praise God. If a woman wants to conceive in the womb, she has to have the right conditions. Amen. If a woman wants to get pregnant and she wants to play football every day, you know, of course, there are some of them that have the grace to do that. But generally speaking, it's not the same for most people. Praise God. She wants to be more, eat well, she wants to be more relaxed, she wants to be more, you know, it's more like submission, more like patience, you know. We have to, you know, as we hear these words, put these things to practice. It's not easy because some of us have come from very, very strong backgrounds, bad experiences in life. At times it's not easy, but with Christ in you, all things are possible.
Amen.
You see, His grace is sufficient for us.
Yeah.
You listen to me. To you that need it, gives you greater grace. Amen.
Amen.
At times I used to wonder, maybe God gave me all these deep revelations because I was a very, my case was hopeless. I just, at times maybe God gave me that kind of help, that extra leverage. Amen. Because the good ones, well, that were a bit good, they did not serious me. So maybe God gave me that grace to strengthen me, you know, to come out of that marriage clay. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So according to your need, is always sufficient. This grace is sufficient for you. Hallelujah. To lift you up and to crown you with life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Let us have our faces fixed towards Mount Zion.
Amen.
Praise God. It is the universal gathering of the body of Christ. They are present, eh? You know, as we sit down here, do you know how many people are here with us?
Amen.
Do you know that? Lots of people are here with us.
Amen.
Praise God. And you know, when Jesus ascended the mountain, you notice that cloud that came, they saw Moses, Elijah. They were always there. They are always present. They are always there and always present.
Amen.
But what, unless you go higher, consciously, you cannot recognize it. All those clouds, that cloud is people. Eh?
Amen.
You are in that cloud.
Amen.
It's many people. They're all there. But you can't notice these things because we are carried away with this world that we live in. And this world is temporal. Anything that you can see is just for the occasion. Amen. If you are riding a donkey, it's for the occasion. If you ride a Mercedes Benz, it's for the If you use legalist bands, it's for the occasion. Hallelujah. It is not forever. It is only what? Temporal. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. But we have a kingdom that cannot be taken from us. We have a kingdom that is there forever.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Gloria a Dio.
Amen.
Can we stand up all? Or some of them? Answers in prayer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Who is like unto you? Thank you, God. Let your people be worthy stewards of this great mystery.
Amen.
To serve meat in due season. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Let the feeble knees be strengthened.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Be strong in the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Be strong in the Spirit.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't let the cares of this life, oh hallelujah, the horrors of humanity, the life in the flesh, choke the word of God in you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
He says, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And immediately after, all the disciples go to sleep. When you go to sleep, you forget your true identity. And all the bad things start to happen again. You begin to see the nightmares again. the things that God delivered you from, you begin to experience them again. Because you did not watch and pray. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he says, watch and pray. Watch. Be watchful. Be alert always. Let the lamp of God be burning in you always. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let that oil not go out like the foolish virgins. At the end of the day, they find themselves in abject darkness, losing a trace of their true selves in God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the wise virgins, they carried on. They had the extra oil in their lamps to keep the fire burning. Keep the fire burning.
Amen.
Don't quench their spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. God says, is it bread that is the problem? Eh? God says, is it bread that is the problem? Have you forgotten I'm the same one who multiplied the bread? 40 years in the wilderness? Have you forgotten I'm the same one that fed the 5,000, 7,000? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Occupy yourself with the things above. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Seek the things above. The Lord will take care of the rest. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord will do what? Take care of the
rest.
Seek the things from above. Be focused on the things above. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The bread will locate you.
Amen.
The clothing will locate you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Everything you need in this physical realm will locate you.
Amen.
Because the Father knows what you have made of.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All we need to do is to be focused.
Amen.
On the things that are above. Upon Monticion. Hallelujah. Dobbiamo focalizzare soltanto su quel presenza sua che è su Monticion. Non dobbiamo avere timore. Hallelujah. Angoscia. Preoccupazioni per vivere nel questo mondo. Hallelujah. Perché egli è capace di soddisfare ogni bisogno dell'uomo. Hallelujah. Egli ha fatto, you know, lo stesso cosa anni fa, 40 anni nel deserto. Hallelujah. È lo stesso Dio che non cambia mai. Hallelujah. Dobbiamo soltanto focalizzarsi su quel benedizione che è su Monte Sion. Hallelujah. Tutte le altre cose ci seguiranno. Questa è la parola di Dio.
Amen.
E la parola non può fallire mai. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Open the floodgates of heaven.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We only say that because we've already done it.
Yes.
And let your people receive.
Amen.
Gifts from above.
Amen.
To the glory of your name.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
At the beginning of the service, when we started before the praise and worship, the Lord has already started giving me this revelation. The first one, there was a big factory. In this big factory, they have one of those giant steel. And this steel, what does it do? The steel, the way the Lord showed me, it was it rolls round and it rolled and it smoothing the gold as this this steel is just like a round cone. Then the factory, that giant something built, then it was refining the gold.
Hallelujah.
Running round. That was the first vision. Immediately the Lord gave me another vision. Everything went step by step. It was a volcano. A volcano that with the red fire burning. And from that red fire burning on the top of the mountain flows the lava. Everything was spreading out. Was spreading out. Very, very, you see the red fire from the top, then at the bottom, you know, it comes out like a lava. That was the second. The third, the Lord showed me a mountain top. The mountain, from that mountain top flows the water.
Hallelujah.
The water from that mountain flows from the top to the bottom.
Hallelujah.
And spreading out.
Hallelujah.
This was the three things the Lord showed me at the beginning of the service.
Hallelujah.
But right now, as the pastor concluded the prayer, the Lord showed me that metamorphosis of the butterfly. I just saw the butterfly. That was the word the Lord has given to me. Praise the Lord.
Amen. I can see butterflies flying out of that cocoon today.
Amen.
I can see new creatures in Christ.
Amen.
And all things are passed away, flying in the heavens.
Amen.
With beautiful colors.
Amen.
Displaying the glory and the magnificence of God.
Amen.
Glory be to God.